You've tuned in to Naturopathy Earth Radio in occult health news, where you get the latest on medical cover-ups, government malfeasance, toxins being put in our food and home, as well as sound, clean eating principles. We are here to cast a light on what the big sick care industry and its government shills don't want you to know. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of shackles of Big Food and start your journey now on a long, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathy Earth. Here's your host, A. Gregory Luna.
Good morning, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory, and welcome back to another episode of NP Radio and Occult Health News. I hope you're doing well this morning. This episode is fresh out of the oven. I'm literally releasing this episode Monday morning at 5:30. You might notice my voice has a richer timbre. This is because when we wake up in the morning, our testosterone levels have spiked. And the best way to demonstrate that in men is men tend to have deeper voices in the morning. The testosterone also allows us to be a little more randy, as the British would say, as Austin Powers would say. So sexual appetites tend to peak in the morning as well, biologically speaking. But I won't get into that. That's way too much TMI. So today we're going to talk about scented candles. Before we begin, though, of course, the website is naturopathicearth.com. Check out all the articles, the food recipes. I wrote a couple of food recipes last week. I did one on pumpkin balls, chocolate pumpkin balls. I did one recently on keto paleo brownies. They came out on Saturday. I have a contributing editor, Irina, who's just written an article that I'm going to publish this week. So we got things rolling. Also, of course, on Amazon, we have my memoirs of Confessions of an Obese Child. So please consider purchasing that for a paltry $2.99 to help defray the cost of the website. I talk about my issues being an overweight child and some of the bullying and some of the ways I got through it, and then some of the lasting vestigial crutches and coping mechanisms that came out of growing up overweight. As always, we have a Patreon account to fund the website as well. Please follow the links on this episode notes or go to the main page on the website. And as always, I am a certified paleo-inspired health coach. So if you need some help losing weight, contact me. Look, I am looking at my salt lamp right now, and I have a salt lamp that emits different colors, and it's just so relaxing. All right, so let's get to scented candles. I'm disappointed. My Houston Texans are 0-3, and I just expect them to do better this year, and they're crapping it. And also my second favorite team, the New England Patriots, are 1-2. Now, I'm not too worried about the Patriots. I think they'll make the playoffs, but the Texans are crapping it. For all you four men that listen to this podcast stream. Okay, scented candles. A great compendium to this episode is early on, episode number 13. I talk about five toxins found in the house, and in the house, one of them would be scented candles. Now, people are disappointed by this, of course, because we all love scented candles, right? They smell great, and they kind of emit this aromatic pleasantness, especially in the fall. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing this episode now, is the weather's cooling down. We had a cold front coming in South Texas, and Saturday morning, the high was 86. Now, you northerners are like, 86? That's like June for us. Well, maybe it is for you, but for us, 86 is great. So definitely fall was in the air. Now we're going to be back like at 94 in 2 days. But either way, this is the time of the year where we like to drink our pumpkin spice lattes and get out our sweaters and wear and drink hot cocoa and so forth. So I thought it'd be good to do scented candles. So I'm going to be gleaning off the HuffPost, and I'm also going to give you some ideas as to why it's bad for you and then ways we can detox the house because of us using scented candles. Scented candles are one of the easiest and most effective ways to mask unpleasant odors in the house. They are a go-to when creating a relaxing ambiance, to unwind after a long workday, or while taking a bubble bath, or while getting it on. But one of the main problems with scented candles is the scent itself. According to Ann Steineman, an environmental pollutants expert who was a professor of civil engineering and the chair of sustainable cities at the University of Melbourne, she's Australian, Fastas Fabia, scented candles may emit numerous types of potentially hazardous chemicals such as benzene and toluene. We'll cover these in a second. They can cause damage to the brain, lung, and central nervous system, as well as cause developmental difficulties. Quote, I've heard from numerous people with asthma that they can't even go into a store if the store sells scented candles, even if they aren't being burnt. They emit so much fragrance that they can trigger asthma attacks and even migraines, close quote. Researchers at South Carolina State University tested both petroleum-based paraffin wax candles, those are the main baddies, and vegetable-based candles that were non-scented, non-pigmented, that meant they didn't have dyes, and free of dyes. Their 2009 report concluded that while the vegetable-based candles didn't produce any potentially harmful pollutants, the paraffin candles release unwanted chemicals into the air, said chemistry professor Rulalah Masoodi in a statement. Masoodi said, quote, for a person who lights a candle every day for years or just uses them frequently, inhalation of these dangerous pollutants drifting in the air could contribute to the development of health risks like cancer, common allergies, and even asthma, close quote. Here come the horrors. The National Candle Association, it's amazing that we have lobbyists for everything, right? For everything. It's like the National Eight Ball Association, the National Slinky Association, refutes these claims, stating in a comment to the HuffPost, quote, the dangers of scented candles is backed by decades of research funded by us. Fragrance testing and a history of safe use. The fragrances approved for candle usage were whether synthesized or, quote, natural, quote, do not release toxic chemicals. This is still the horse. Health and safety studies are conducted for fragrance materials used in candles, including toxicological and dermatological tests, close quote. Now, of course, we know from big pharma, big medical device, big food, that when they say it's backed by decades of research, you always have to quo bono. You always have to track these studies. Who funded the studies? Who are the studies from? Are they from some front organization funded by the National Candle Association? Are they actually scientists that were hired by the National Candle Association? Or was it a research that was just fraudulent from the beginning? Or, you know, as we know with the revolving door at the FDA, big business dominates the USDA, FDA, CDC, the EPA, and all these other places. So, you know, their idea of it being safe is kind of skeptical. Incredulous, as they would say in England and in the SAT world. It may be shocking to think of your favorite candles could potentially be bad for you and made worse by added fragrances. Steineman said for some people, the effects are, quote, immediate, acute, and severe, close quote, while others may not realize they are being affected until they gradually develop health issues. Okay, so let's take a closer look at like some of the issues that come from these scented angles. So scented candles. So toluene and benzene have been mentioned. So let's backtrack. So most of the candles in America and probably in the Western world are made from paraffin. Paraffin's a petroleum waste byproduct, similar how to fluoride was an aluminum and bauxite waste product. If you don't know much about the history of our friendly element that's in our water nowadays, go back to that episode. That's probably around episodes 50. So what they do is that, you know, again, with any waste product, they're going to try to figure out a way to use it so they can save money because it's a waste product. They're wasting money on something that could potentially profit. So what they do with the paraffin, this petroleum waste, is that they deodorize it and then bleach it before they can make it into paraffin wax. So paraffin wax creates benzene and toluene. Now, a sister of benzene is going to be oxybenzone, which is found in something that we're probably not using as much of now, but 4 months ago you were using quite a bit of it, and this is going to be your sunscreens. Your sunscreens have tons of this crap, and we know that that is carcinogenic. Benzene and toluene are both going to be, it's a class one carcinogen based on the IARC. So the The IARC is the International Agency for the Research on Cancer. They're based out of Europe. And we have done episodes and articles on their list of what are class 1 and class 2 carcinogens. So class 1 means they're directly linked to cancer. So benzene, which you also find in the making of styrofoam, which we commonly use, paint thinners, solvents. I mean, it's a super ubiquitous chemical. Toluene is like a sister chemical to that, which is less pernicious to our health than benzene. But benzene is a class 1 carcinogen. So every time you light a candle, you are getting a class 1 carcinogen into your house. So some of the signs of toluene and benzene overexposure could be tiredness, confusion, weakness, drunken type actions without the fun of alcohol, memory loss, nausea, loss of appetite, hearing loss, color vision loss. Who needs any of those, right? That's not a big deal. Nausea, and of course, all the respiratory problems. So we know this is a problem. Even better. Wait, okay. So look, essentially the toxins that are released, like benzene, toluene, are also found in diesel fuel fumes, right? And we know that we're not supposed to be sitting in the back of the car smelling in that muffler exhaust, right? We're going to put a banana in the tailpipe. We're going to put a banana in. Okay, that's way before you. That's Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy, when he puts a banana in the tailpipe. So, okay, those are baddies. Okay, on top of that, many scented candles also have wicks that contain heavy metals like lead. Oh, lead. Ooh, that doesn't sound good. And even a few hours of burning them can create levels of airborne heavy metal toxins that are much higher than the acceptable limits. In the U.S., candle wicks are supposed to be made of cotton or paper, but studies have found that as much as 30% of candles contain heavy metals in the wicks. Quote, a candle with lead core wick releases 5 times the amount of lead considered hazardous for children and exceeds EPA pollution standards for outdoor air, which is why they banned lead wicks in 2003. That's good to know. Good to know it's banned. It's sad to know it's only been about 15 years ago. Exposures to high amounts of lead have been linked to numerous problems, such as hormone disruption, our favorite. Well, we have that. I recently read an article of 6 ways you can reduce hormone disruptors in your life, just simple ones like, you know, remove plastics, remove paraben-based cosmetics, and so forth. So, yeah, hormone disruptive issues, behavioral problems, learning disabilities, and other issues. Great. Also, other candles contain artificial scents and dyes, which release additional chemicals when burned. Other toxic chemicals that may be present in the paraffin mixture and released through burning include acetone, trichlorofluoromethane, class 1 carcinogen, carbon disulfide, 2-butanone, trichloroethane, trichloroethylene, carbon tetrachloride, tetrachloroethene, chlorobenzene. Okay, these are all like sister chemicals of benzene. Ethylbenzene, styrene, which is styrofoam, xylene. Now, if you think, oh, styrene, styrofoam's not a problem, right? My takeout food, my blizzards come in, my ice cream treats come in styrofoam. Chick-fil-A, right? They can do no wrong. Chick-fil-A is one of the biggest shams of fast food. By the way, what? Their ice cream comes in styrofoam? Look, go back to the episode I did on styrofoam, the problems of styrofoam. It's probably around episode 30. Xylene, phenol, cresol, cyclopentene. I mean, I have to be honest. Some of these names are pretty cool. Like if I had a rock band, cyclopentene sounds like a cool name. Some of the toxins are found in other products such as paint, lacquer, and varnish removers that are potent and powerful stuff. All right. That's quoted from the same study. Additionally, quote, petrol soot from paraffin candles give off the same soot as the exhaust of a diesel engine and is considered just as dangerous as secondhand smoke, causing problems from headaches to lung cancer. Paraffin fumes have been found to cause tumors in the kidneys and liver of lab animals. Okay, so look, let's backtrack a little bit. So we know the problems with the paraffin, which is the base of the wax. We know the problems with the potential wick. Now, hopefully you have a wick that is paper, but it says here that many of them still use lead. And then the artificial scents and dyes, you know, look, when you buy your sugar cookie candle, your cinnamon candle, your vanilla candle, well, no doubt those smell great, but all of you guys know, it's like what I tell the high school students that I teach. It's like when you eat barbecue chips It's not like there's some dude at the chip factory that is pouring a dollop of barbecue on every chip as it passes the conveyor belt. They spray them with chemicals that mimic the taste, the MSGs. And it's the same thing with the candles. It's not like there's some dude that's like sprinkling cinnamon, Ceylon cinnamon on top of the candles and then mixes in the paraffin wax. Same thing for, it's not like some dude is like chopping up sugar cookies and putting in there, or at least cooking sugar cookies where the odor of the sugar cookie wafts into the paraffin wax mixture. No, these are all chemicals that are mimicking the smell. And of course, we love the smell of them, but no, scented candles are highly, highly toxic. So now you're like, Gregory, what are we going to do? I love my fall candles. All right, well, let's talk about what you can do. Let's take a break and finish up. Lucky for us, there are a lot of great alternatives. Now, one thing that some people do are going to be use essential oils, right? We like to diffuse the oils. And in some ways, essential oils have taken the place of scented candles on one level. I mean, they don't, of course, give off a light, though I know that I think doTERRA or Young Living, they're coming out with their own products, their line of products of candles. But it's not the same. But look, I love essential oils. You know, Kate, I have a sister podcast called Kate's Essential Apothecary. Please listen to that. And so I am a firm proponent of them. But it always comes with a nuanced response. I do have that episode around episode 100 about some of the chemicals found in crappy essential oils are linked to hormone disruption and breast development in young boys. And we know we shouldn't be wholesale ingesting essential oils. This is one of the problems with all these proliferation of doTERRA and Young Living reps is that they push all these things, all these essential oils on these parties at people's houses. And lots of times if they're not well trained, they're like, yeah, you can put all these oils directly on the skin, or yeah, you can ingest these. No, you can't. Also, there's a lot of studies showing that if you're diffusing for too long, it becomes a problem. Like, you shouldn't leave a diffuser on your kid's bedroom all night. Okay. Diffuse for an hour or a couple of times a day and that's it. But overall, I am a huge fan of aromatherapy. So let's go back to candles. So what are some things that we can do that can help? Well, luckily, there are a lot of alternatives. And you can buy these on Amazon, and I'll put the links on this episode notes, that you can buy. So beeswax, some of your beeswax tend to be pretty healthy alternatives to the paraffin-based wax. And soy-based candles as well. Now, I'm not a big fan of soy being ingested because it's GMO and it's estrogenic. But considering that paraffin is a carcinogen, anything's better than that. So beeswax candles are great. They're not that expensive. And the cool thing about beeswax candles, and this goes back to salt lamps. If you go back to that episode where I talked about salt lamps, and I think that was a few episodes back where I talked about salt lamps. So that would have been episode 141 when I was talking about red light bulbs and its effect on insomnia and some of the ways that you can naturally light up your room and not worry about blue light emitting LED lights and fluorescent lights. So salt lamps, one of the benefits of salt lamps is that they're going to release negative ions. So beeswax candles also release negative ions, and they help reduce positively charged ions in the air. And how are positive ions released in our house? They're typically generated by electrical devices. That's why it's great to have a salt lamp around your electronic devices like your TV, but really around your computer. And positive ions are what we don't want, but they're released by scented candles, by walking across the carpet even, by our HVAC units, like our AC units. They're a fact of life and they're everywhere, and they can carry things like dust to pollen to toxic mold. So we really want to reduce them. And indoor air typically has a higher concentration of positive ions than outdoor air. And they've done studies on this where they would rate indoor air to be more toxic to us than outdoor air. And it's because think of all these scented chemicals that we're spraying. So we have the plug-ins. We have our starches that we use to iron our clothes. We have the carpet cleaner powders. We have all the 409, all these cleaners, and they all stay in the house. So great. When that first cool front comes in and there's a little wind, open all your windows, get that crap out. Now you're like, well, I'm going to get all these outdoor airs in. But yeah, but see, the body can handle those better because we've been with them for millions of years, the pollen and so forth, and the mold. But these chemicals, our body is not equipped to handle them. And so it's better to open the air and deal with what's going on outdoor. So what I would recommend as an alternative is, some of you already have salt lamps, buy some indoor plants. Indoor plants tend to clean out the air as well and detox it out. And buy the beeswax candles. The beeswax candles are great. They're not that expensive. Now, granted, a lot of them might not come with odors that you like, but at least you can light them around the house and still have that kind of candlelight flicker that we all love. Of course, you know, be careful. Funny story, I have 3 candles in my house, and I have them up on a shelf. And my kids, when they were younger, my 2 oldest ones, who are 7 and 5 now, they used to love taking baths, and I used to bring the candles near the bathtub and light it up. Okay, so I did that this last weekend when I had all 4 of the children, and the older ones liked it and so forth. And then my 5-year-old, Sophia, who I interviewed around episode 120, if you want to listen to that interview, it's pretty funny. So she's like, light the match, Daddy. I want to see it light up, and then I'll drop it into the bathtub. And so she would do it and drop it in. And I was like, I don't want any of you to become pyromaniacs. You guys are loving this way too much. So the bathtub that they were using was upstairs. So yesterday, after dropping them off with their mother, I come back, I go upstairs, and there's a candle that's been lit. And I have no idea, and it's high up. I have no idea what time they did this because I didn't go into their bathroom all Sunday. I have no idea when they did this. I don't even know if they did it. It could be like some poltergeist that's in my house. And I blew it out, and I was worried because it wasn't in a glass container and it was up on a shelf. But still, I'm like, someone's going to have a talking scolding time. But look, guys, in general, just go beeswax, go soy, and get all the other ones out of your house. Tell your family members about this because this is the time of the year where your aunt and mother and grandmother want to all get the cinnamon and they want to get those pretty ones. Yank those out, get rid of them, and get some more plants in there and get a salt lamp and get your red light bulbs and just get those candles. All right, guys, as always, please hit the subscribe now button so you get these episodes sent directly to your phone. As always, post a review. It means so much to me. Until next time, guys, take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to NPE Radio and Occult Health News. Visit our website at naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Occult Health News and at our Facebook page at Naturopathy Earth. Please consider a donation at patreon.com/naturopathicearth. Consider subscribing to our podcast. And as always, please post an honest review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to this. And remember the core belief at NPE. Let food be thy medicine. Let nature be thy healer. Until next time. Music attributed to Nine Inch Nails.